Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Billboard put out a list of TV theme songs that actually climbed up the charts. I have 18 of them.
All right, let me guess.
And there's different ones that hit different numbers on the charts.
Easily, Stupid Friends was number one.
Stupid Friends was, yes, I'll Be There For You, Friends, number one for 8 weeks.
Ugh. Cheers.
On Billboard.
That was they had to make that song longer because it became such a hit.
Yeah.
That they had to go ahead and redo it. Yeah, Cheers. Right? Cheers, team.
Cheers is not on
what?
Here.
What? What about the Wonder Years? That song was already a song before they used it for their
show. Yeah, but I don't think
that's
a Beatles song.
Yeah, so it's not an actual theme for the show.
Joe Cocker, The Wonder Years, number 68, the theme song was Joe Cocker's version of With a Little Help from My Friends,
okay.
Which charts back in 1968, not when the show ran from 88 to 93. So
I have what I think should be on the number one on the list, but let's keep going. Okay, shooting. Cheers is not on. Friends was on. I don't know. Give me a number 18. Like, start me off.
So number 18 is iCarly, hit number 100
really?
On the Billboard.
Hannah Montana's got to be up there then.
Mission Impossible was number 41. Yeah. Magnum PI came in. They were at number 25.
Really? Who's putting that on there?
Oh, I'll listen to it all day long. Bonanza was charted at number 19.
Why do you sound so surprised by that? It's one of the greatest songs ever.
Yeah, but it doesn't have any words, their version.
Oh, it does.
Chin to the chin to the chin to the chin to the chin chin. Chin to the chin to the chin to the chin. Carmen's hairy chin. Chin to the chin to the chin to the chin to the chin chin. Chin to the chin to the chin to the chin. Carmen's hairy chin. Chin 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 chin. Carmen's hairy chin. Chin to the chin to the chin to the chin to the chin chin. Chin to the chin to the chin to the chin. Carmen's hairy chin.
Fantastic. That's number one.
Put so
that
up good.
Friends anytime.
Worst.
Hitting number 17 on the Billboard Top 100, Batman. Party of Five. Came in number 16. They were number 16 on the top Billboard.
Okay, that was, I'm thinking of Dawson's Creek. That was,
Hill Street Blues charted at number 10. Peter Gunn, number 8. Cops,
Bad Boys.
Inner Circle, I believe, does that. They charted at number 8. Happy Days charted at number 5.
That I believe.
The original, Hawaii 5-0, charted at number 4. One of the greatest theme songs ever.
Believe it or not, it's a...
You got it?
I was waiting. That was my guess, man.
Greatest American Hero.
Do you even know this song?
Number 2.
Do you know
two.
The show? Teacher finds a suit. Next thing you know, he's here.
To me. I can't believe in myself.
It's a feel-good song.
Oh, my God. Didn't even get there yet.
Should have been somebody else.
Here it comes.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free.
That charted at number 2.
Song is great.
On the Billboard.
The greatest American hero.
Oh, sorry.
The only reason I know that song is from
Seinfeld.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
It's because of this.
I must be out.
And then whenever he goes, where could he be? And George shrugs his shoulders. Miami Vice hit number 1 for 1 week on the Billboard.
Jan Hammer?
Yeah.
I like your version better.
I love that.
What is that even? It's not even a machine. It's not even an instrument. It's a machine.
It's a keyboard. I just imagine doing lots of cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And then walking down hallways.
Hold on, this is going to get good. Do you know this theme?
I do know this theme.
I got to tell you, this is awesome. Miami Vice was one of the best shows ever.
Oh, fantastic. Ever. Fantastic.
Anything that's got Glenn Frey as a drug runner and Phil Collins as a
thief. Ted Nugent was on there.
Ted Nugent.
Coming in at number four, it was 1 week it was number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Welcome Back, Kotter.
Well, I mean, you know what? Welcome Back, Kotter was number one for 1 week, but I bet it was on the
chart for a
chart
long time.
Forever.
Yeah.
Do you know this song, Spanish?
Just welcome back. Yeah.
White guy or a black guy sing this? Listen to it and tell me.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
Oh, that's a black kid. That
same.
This is another song.
Lady.
Is this a white guy or a black guy?
That sounds like a white guy.
Yeah, that's a white guy. It's John Sebastian.
Numbers coming in. Number three, the theme from SWAT was number one for 1 week as well.
I don't know that. I mean, I'm sure if I heard it, I'd be like, oh, I didn't know that.
All I remember from SWAT was they used to peel out like in the dirt. And I was like, I don't think you can do that. I don't think that makes that noise.
No, yeah. Is this it?
That's I don't
intense.
Know.
No, that's not
it. And then this is a good one. From the Heights, it was number one for 2 weeks.
Wait, hold on. Let me hear SWAT real quick.
Okay.
Calling all cars. Calling. Oh, I could never. I'm thinking about it. It'd be on the charts. People are like listening on the radio.
Yeah.
Was the theme from what?
From the Heights.
Yeah.
It was number one. Yeah, for 2 weeks.
How do you talk to an angel? Oh, yeah.
That was good.
You have that or no?
I'm sure I could find it.
How do you talk to an angel?
I still have my autographed Jamie, what's his name?
Jamie Walters.
How do you talk to an angel, Spanish? How do you talk to an angel?
This is a beautiful
song.
Is
it really?
It really is. I wish I had some wine in a hot tub right now.
Ooh, the guy from 90210
sang this?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Ray Pruitt.
Right after he pushed Donna down the stairs. He'd write beautiful music.
If you got paired with the ugly one on 90210, you'd push her down the stairs,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, listen to that bass. Earth are moving in my soul.
I don't know where. This goes to show you that show business just isn't fair.
Right.
He's beautiful, and he sings like an angel, and he was on TV. Where is he today? Probably putting Jiffy Lube in oil somewhere in Santa Monica.
He's a part-time firefighter.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, if I was in his district, I'd if I was a girl, I'd
be
keep
lighting
calling
your panties
like,
on fire.
I'd be like, something, I'm out the mouth.
There's a fire where? In my panties.
Who's the guy that's a helicopter pilot now? You talked to him, I think, last year.
TC. From Magnum P.I.
Oh, who?
He was a star,
oh,
a
yeah,
TV star, and now he flies helicopters in
what's his
L.A.
name? Did the...
Why can't I ever remember anything from the show?
I know exactly
who it
is.
Great interview, too.
It was the guy who did where he had the motorcycle. He was the outlaw guy.
Oh, Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah, yes. Lorenzo Lamas.
Lorenzo
yes.
Lamas.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. He reminds me of one of those. Where are they now?
And then TV theme songs, Billboard Top Hot 100. Number one, I'll Be There For You from Friends. Oh. Number one for 8 weeks.
Yeah, this
that
is
was
the one that they
one.
Had to add aired lyrics to, right?
Had to make it longer and stuff. Who did that? I'll Be There For You.
The Rembrandts.
Rembrandts. Yep. That's what right. I was thinking Replacements, but yeah, Rembrandts.
That's the movie.
No, there's a band.
Oh.
This ruined their music career. nothing they can do after this.
Yeah. Oh my God, Joey's in the fountain.
Oh, I gotta tell you, I was in the NBC building last year, and they have like this giant wall mural of all the famous like NBC celebrities from TV shows, Saturday Night Live, and newscasters and all that. And I saw a picture of these idiots, and I went, what a great life to have been set to be a gazillionaire by the time you're 35.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Like, the hard part's over for them. The rest of their life is just having fun now. Even if they never worked another day in their life, all they get to do is have fun and be famous.
Yeah, can you imagine you get another TV show and it doesn't work out? You go, still have, what, $400 million in the...
Like George from Seinfeld. Can't get a goddamn project to work once in Seinfeld.
Shell Hal, I think, was the last thing he did.
But even that wasn't his. No. It was like, hey, just give
him
a movie.
No, he had a TV show where he was a motivational speaker. Yeah. I remember it was terrible.
Remember when Kramer was a detective? Michael Richards, investigator?
Yeah.
And he worked with Tim Meadows?
Yeah. And meanwhile, Julia Louis-Dreyfus did like three shows since Seinfeld, that all of them have been successful.
Who already had billions before she was even on Seinfeld.
Hotter girl than Jennifer Aniston in the 90s, was there one? Because I think even watching those shows, she is so freaking sexy.
I got to tell you, if we ever talk to Jennifer Aniston, my number one question is, did you not wear a bra on purpose on some of those shows because you were so hot? Like, I watched some of those shows where she, like, hit her peak. You know what I mean? It was, like, probably five seasons in, maybe six, I don't know, and she wouldn't wear a bra, and it's like, what are you doing?
Oh.
Like, we don't know what's the scene is, what's going on. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
I still think that Jennifer Aniston in The Breakup is the hottest Jennifer Aniston.
No, the hottest is We're the Millers.
No.
Oh, no.
You're right.
No.
Yeah, she's old and she's got lemon face.
Yeah. She's sexy as a stripper in that movie, but the rest of the movie is garbage.
Even that, I don't think she's
good. Oh, that movie's hilarious.
No, she's garbage.
She's garbage.
Oh, okay,
the other one's hot, though.
The girl, Emma Roberts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's super fine.
They released a photo of Matt LeBlanc and Matthew Perry together, and it's sad because they're all old and they're all gray, and Matthew Perry has that gizzard neck. It's like a turkey's neck where it hangs down. It looks weird.
He's got old pill head neck.
Yeah.
It was funny because Matthew Perry, who played Chandler, he would be super skinny one season, then fat the next
bloated
season, then
he was
super
on the drugs.
Skinny. Yeah, again.
Oh, look, there's Adam Sandler.
I got an idea. I'm going to make a movie. I'm going to kiss Jennifer Aniston.
I'm going to get up.
And Rachel McAdams.
Brooklyn Decker.
That's all I'd do. If I was a famous, if I was Adam Sandler, I'd cast her in every movie as my wife and just make out with her.
No, it's better. He rotates them.
Yeah.
Every time there's a hot girl, he just makes it right there.
Selma Hayek.
I'd like Selma Hayek to be my wife.
Caitlin Beckinsale. Beckinsale.
And if there's, oh, wow, that was a little fraud. So it was fraud on a slip there. You looked at Rob and you're like, Caitlin Beckinsale.
So you think after all is said and done, you think Brad Pitt made a mistake by choosing Jennifer or Angelina Jolie over that?
Hell no.
But look at all the kids he has now.
Hell
he's got to
no.
go
he's
fly to Darfur. And
he's happy now. Look, if he wasn't happy, he wouldn't be with her.
You think
Bang
he's happy?
Tomb Raider.
He's happy being daddy to eight little brats.
If I had their money, I'd have 20 kids.
Yeah. By the way, I'm sure he's taking care of all of them. He doesn't have any help.
Servants, yeah.
If I had his money, I would have 20 kids because the only hard part about having kids is not getting any sleep. And as long as I got somebody to take care of those little bastards while I'm sleeping, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
Other than that, in the daytime, I'm all, give me the kids.
I looked at Ben yesterday, and I go, he's five. I got another, like, eight more years of teaching. Then I'm done. Never again.
And those kids, you go, who wants to go back to Krakatoa?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Right. Right. But you show them those late-night commercials where the flies are on their head.
Yeah.
And you're like, remember that? It'd easily be you again.
I'll send you back and pay for extra flies. That's how much money I have. Ridiculous.
You're going to send them to Mount Krakatoa. That's the best part.
and then those were the days All in the Family was on there. Cheers actually made the adult contemporary chart.
Yeah.
So it didn't make the thing. Twin Peaks theme and then X-Files theme made the dance club chart because
they
remixed
it.
Put that in there. So
Frank,
that's it for news.
You're on the mic, Cal, the show. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys, a couple things. First of all, where does the original Star Trek theme go on there, man? I'm old school Star guy.
Yeah, they didn't really have a song.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was for Billboard Top 100, so my, Hot 100.
My dad had that Star Trek cassette. That he used to play it in his car. With the
Star Trek?
Yeah.
To boldly go.
Where no man. Yeah, and it's a symphony orchestra. Oh, yeah.
You guys know they had that little Facebook thing where what celebrity do you look like?
Yeah,
so my wife was
Spock.
Everybody said she looked, you know, like Jennifer Aniston.
So
weird dreams about Jennifer Aniston. I mean, not saying it's a bad thing, but
no. Try to tell your wife, hey, cut your hair like this and do that. Yeah. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calda show.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, love your show. Thanks. I was just wondering if one of my favorite shows made the list, Chico and the Man.
Oh man, that's Jose Feliciano, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Chico, don't get discouraged. Oh, dude, the good call on that one. Hold on, I'm going to pull up so you can listen to this one. This is a real dramatic song. A lot of extra music that you don't need, Jose. You're right to the point. Chico.
He's trying to find the microphone.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Chico,
if you try now, I know that you can lend a helping hand. Because it's good in everyone, and a new day has begun. You can see the morning sun if you try.
Oh, man. Hispanics in the 70s, this was right up. This is perfect.
This is like the first Hispanic TV show? Was it really?
Oh, yeah, they will. For Chico and the Man.
Freddie Prinze breaking a lot of barriers. Yeah.
Then he killed himself.
He don't trust you.
Yeah, he was young, too.
He thinks you're trying to bust up all his dreams.
They said he was like the Hispanic prior.
Yeah, my grandmother still cries when she talks about Freddie Prinze.
What about this?
Oh, yeah, The Odd Couple.
That might be one of the best shows of all time. Oh, you know what else didn't make it on the list?
Growing Pains. No, okay.
What was Growing Pains?
As long as we've got each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suicide is Painless.
Oh, my God.
That's the name of this song.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
But it is. You should try it. The
pain. You don't need the words. Incoming wounded.
Incoming.
Oh, man. I don't need to hear people. That's a weird 70s echo.
Cheers was really fantastic, though.
Cheers is a good song.
Making your way.
Oh, so depressing. It was so depressing, though.
But you just want to be where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, but you're not. You're sitting at a bar where nobody knows who you are.
Getting drunk.
They know about the mailman and the fat guy and the little foul mouth waitress, and there's you lonely in the corner. Nobody wants to talk to you.
They knew Frasier. They knew Paul.
Yeah, but over time.
Yeah.
But there you were every night going, why doesn't anybody want to talk to me? And then before you know it, you kill yourself.
Oh, man. That's a sad story.
It's depressing.
You know you're not getting any checks because you go in there and Sam's behind the bar and you're like, well, he's
so much for that
leaving
one.
With every hot check.
Michael, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up the theme song to Sanford and Son.
Do you know what? That was the one I was trying to find.
Jones.
Wah, wah, wah.
That is by far.
Absolutely. It should have made the list.
It absolutely should have. I got to find it. No, hold on. I got to find the original.
Come on now.
Here we go.
Jones.
Yeah, I got it. Here we go. Shut up. What is that?
I have no idea.
This sounds like the orchestra was the Fat Albert kids when they used to play the Junkyard Instruments.
Right, yeah.
He's playing the Radiator. That's how he got that sound. This was good. Mike Calda show, though.
Thank you for being a friend.
Doom, 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 doom. I forgot about that.
The biggest gift would be from me.
Oh,
you
man.
Know what it'd say? Say thank you for being a friend. Thank you for wearing Depends. Oh, they should change that. Thank you
for being a friend. My grandma used to make me sit and watch a show with
her. This show's hilarious.
All the time. I didn't understand why she thought it was so funny. And then as an adult, I went back and watched it. It was pretty interesting.
Oh, it was very funny.
Ruth show was a slut, man. Oh, whore.
Rue McClanahan. Blanche. Yeah, I had her on the air one time when she was in her 80s and asked her if she shaved her private.
Oh!
Dave, you're on the mic. How'd the show though?
Mike, Barney Miller.
Barney Miller was the... Barney Miller and Night Court were the two
weirdest.
Yeah,
Night Court.
Night Court was... Barney Miller. Doom, 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 boom, doom, doom, doom. This is Barney Miller.
Sounds like Fleetwood Mac in the beginning.
It's only you should be wearing a Kangol hat and doing heroin in a room with a small black and white TV going, hey, man, I don't know what's going on. Peter, go ahead. You're on the mic. How's the show?
Okay, I don't know if that's me.
Yeah, are you Peter?
Yes, it is.
That's crazy.
Okay, hey, this is going to mark my age, but how about, hey, hey, we're the Monkees?
Sure. That was a hit. How is that not on the list? I mean, this was a bona fide hit.
Because this is the Hot 100.
On the radio for a while.
This has got to be, I had to be in the Hot 100.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
Anybody remember the new Monkees?
Oh, yeah. By the way, that is a bass harmonica in the beginning of that Sanford and Son song, which was done by Quincy Jones.
Yeah,
not a kazoo.
Speaking of black guys, Mo said courtship of Eddie's father, one of the most touching, according to Mo.
Oh, God. Eddie's.
Night Court had that, bum, 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 and then it had that where you hit the drum and you push your hand forward and he goes, ooh.
Let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end.
It sounds like Leon Redbone would do this.
Yeah. All right, one more, and then I got to go. Darion, go ahead.
Yes, what about Wishbone?
What is Wishbone, sir?
It's a dog that goes back in time to events and like medieval time and everything like that.
I think you're thinking of Quantum Leap. That wasn't a dog.
I've never heard of Wishbone.
I've never heard of Wishbone either.
A 1999 TV show.
Wishbone?
Yeah, look it up. It's a pretty good theme song.
I'm looking it up, but I don't see Wishbone TV.
Oh, it's a little Jack Russell. It's adorable.
No, yeah, nothing, sir. I can't find it anywhere. I gotta go out on top, though. Carrie, go. No, that's
A team.
Okay.
I don't know how that's not.
Oh my God!
That's Dukes of Hazzard. That rallies the troops. If you want to go fight some people, you put the A team. It's going.
Bam, bam, bam.
Carrie, what do you got?
What about the Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Oh, that was a hit too.
Because it is a story all about.
I don't know what to tell you guys. I apologize.
Calvin, you just know about
ruined
this.
It.
Billboard did a list of TV theme songs that actually climbed up the charts.
And
here are 18 of them, along with their peak position on the Hot 100.
Okay. But like Rob said, in order to get us excited to come back from break and hear the new open letter, let's get in the right frame of mind. I'm a little disappointed.
It's not the original.
Didn't have the...
and if you can find them.
Maybe you can hire. All right, there you go. TV themes that made the Billboard Hot 100.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.